I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. Columbia is preparing for an estimated 1 million visitors to come this month to witness a total solar eclipse, a scientific phenomenon that inspires awe and wonder in those who see it. The world goes dark in daytime as the moon completely covers the sun. Imagine what it must have been like for people in the past who didn't necessarily understand what was happening.
Because if you try and think about this from the perspective of someone in the ancient world, it's sort of a horrifying event.
Michael Weisenberg is a librarian at the University of South Carolina who oversees the special collection, which includes thousands of rare texts acquired from Robert Ariel, an amateur astronomer. Weisenberg says eclipses have been recorded since ancient civilizations.
So you've all these myths about, you know, demons or gods fighting in the heavens and the sun being eaten up by a monster or a demon, or sort of a classical Vietnamese legend, a frog is eating the sun.
Astronomical events are described in literary works from Homer to Shakespeare to Stephen King. Eclipses have also been mentioned in historical accounts dating back to the ancient Greeks. According to Weisenberg, studying eclipses in astronomy not only leads us to discoveries about our future, but about our past as well.
Because if we can predict eclipses in the future, we can also sort of map backwards when eclipses happened. And they've tried to map these historic eclipses to what the math should say the eclipse happened. And some of them are close.
August 21st will give scientists the opportunity to conduct studies only possible during a total solar eclipse. But there's also much for the non-scientists to learn. Among many USC events surrounding the eclipse, Michael Weisenberg says the Thomas Cooper Library will display the collection of Robert Ariel.
To look at the sky and see the sun disappear for 2.5 minutes. That's a once-in-a-lifetime event. But it's also a once-in-a-lifetime event to come and see all of these historic astronomy textbooks on display at once while this event is happening.
For this and other eclipse coverage, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. This piece was produced by Michaela Gay. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.